And joining us once again on the phone, our friend Mylynn Saad, the Executive Director of Brittany's Hope. Good morning again, Mylynn.
Good morning.
Great to have you on, and we love hearing about how God is working through Brittany's Hope. Do you have any great stories that you could share about how God has used your ministry during this time of COVID in 2020?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for asking. Alluded earlier, we have so many God story, and I can sit here all day to share with you. But one that comes to my mind is more reflecting our incredible donors. Fred, beginning of this year, Brittany's Hope were looking at our P&L, projecting that we would not be able to carry some of our life-saving programs, and we would have to cut due to just the COVID and the financial situation that we're in. And I am just so happy and proud to share that our donors carry us through and came through, and we are still able to maintain all of our life-saving programs. And in addition, we were able to provide additional support to additional children and families. And so in Africa area, the past 6-7 months, we were getting stories from our partners indicating that they were facing food insecurity due to various different factors. And so we were able to came through, deployed $80,000 and help over 1,400 kids get through this food crisis. And now we are redirecting our program. We're turning around. We stabilized that. Now we're turning around to Vietnam, where they have been hit with the worst flooding in decades. Mm-hmm. And thousands of families and children, some children are now orphaned as a result. Mm-hmm. And so we are now getting ready to deploy support to rebuild homes to ensure that children do not get separated from their families because of poverty. Also restarting the families unit by providing them seed funds, such as buying cows and cattle, so in that way they can restart their lives again. So it's truly incredible. I'm so grateful for our donors.
Oh, we love hearing that. Mylynn, if folks want to support what you're doing, I know one way is Christmas at the Star Barn, but they can find out other ways online as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. They can visit our website or give us a call. We always actively have many projects that are in need of support. If they want to become a long-time supporter and get connected to our work, the best way to start is with our sponsorship program.
Check it out, brittanyshope.org, or give a call, 717-367-9614. And I know Christmas at the Star Barn is coming up December 5th. Tell us how our folks can attend.
Yes, so the event is on December 5th, and they can, if they're interested in VIP ticketing, which is a very, very fun event we have planned for them, they must pre-register online. We do not take walk-on, again, because there's only 42 seatings per each VIP time slot, 30 minutes time slot. So if they're interested, they must pre-register. And currently right now, we're mostly sold out. We're working very hard to add on one more time slot. So if you're interested, hop online, get your VIP ticketing right away. And general admission is equally as fun too, and that starts from 10 to 2. And you can do pre-ticketing, which I encourage just because it's safer. And also you can do walk-on as well too. And again, that is at 10 to 2, and we have some incredible fun events with our general admission, such as pony rides. Of course, we have a system down that will keep everybody safe. We have family portrait. We have outdoor games. We have cookie decorating, so many other wonderful activities. So I encourage, if you're interested, it's on a holiday event for your whole family, check out Brittany's Hope website, and you'll be able to find out more information. And also, if you're planning on coming to our event, again, I ask that you make sure that you dress warm, put good shoes on, and before you come, please check out our website and look at the rules that we have in place that are the COVID-19 restriction, so then that way everybody can have an enjoyable and safe day.
Christmas at the Star Barn Village, happening at Stone Gables Estate in Elizabethtown, December 5th. Get all the details online, brittanyshope.org. Mylynn, it's always a pleasure to have you on the radio. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.